There's been a suggestion that the diocese could look into getting tax credits to fix up this area. I'm wondering why there's been a decision not to explore tax credits.
In addition to the former chancery building and the school, there is also a vacant former convent there. And right across the street from all of those is the diocesan cathedral, St. Peter Cathedral. If you look at all of those structures and the land that they all sit on, it is one contiguous campus. And for us to talk about, or for anybody to talk about or propose that there be some kind of a tax credit formulation or use would mean we'd have to be giving up ownership of integral parts of that campus, and that's not something that we think should be done.
Critics of the demolition say, point to projects in Madison, Wisconsin, for example, saying they've partnered with the private sector to update the aging structures, turning them and retrofitting them into housing, another example. Why not look into partnering with the private sector?
Sure, and that's been a suggestion that has been made, at least superficially, a couple of times. The idea of comparing up the property on the Cathedral of St. Peter, which is where the former chancery stood, amounts to under half an acre. If you're talking about the property up in Madison, that's over 70 acres. In fact, I think it's closer to 76 acres. So you're talking about the difference between probably the small infield of a softball field versus the property that would cover more than a nine-hole golf course. So you're really not talking about the same kind of property nor the same breadth of property that's involved.
The chancery building is the one for demolition. Can you talk about then what would happen to the school?
Well, we intend to keep using the school. It's not going to be continued using next year as an elementary school as it has been. But there is still a lot of activity that both goes on and is planned to go on there. For instance, religious education. So the building itself, the way it is divided, the way it is structured, is a great example of what's available for continued education.
As far as the chancery building itself, taking that down, some suggest, is equivalent to abandoning the neighborhood. What would you say to those claims?
The main building, but when we take a look at what that former chancery building is, it's an administrative building. It was an administrative building, and now it's an abandoned, empty administrative building. We can do better than that. And the fact that the church, the Cathedral Church of St. Peter, is and will remain there is our strongest statement of our sense of history.
Some see this as an opportunity to rebuild a connection, revitalize a certain area of the neighborhood. What thoughts do you have looking at this? Isn't the only aging building in the Catholic Church?
I was at a conference with regard to domestic violence and human trafficking. And one of the issues that was brought up in terms of what kind of a structure our cities having, such as Rockford, cities having in order to combat those couple of evils, was it's not about the buildings, it's about the relationships. And from the Catholic Church's perspective, the relationship that we have both with our God and the members of our church, and then from Catholic Charity's perspective, the people whom we're able to serve, it's the relationships that are the most important.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add, either something that you think has been misrepresented about this conversation, or something that you think the audience should know as the diocese pursues this with some controversy?
This needs to be recognized and it needs to be honored that this is truly an expression and an ability for the Catholic Church to be able to express its faith. We receive financial support as well as moral support across that entire 11-county area. And we need to maintain our trust with every one of those communities to assure them and to demonstrate that when we talk about the importance of the diocese and the services, and with services to the poor, for instance, that we are talking about good use of the money that has been entrusted to us, that we are going to be, have been, and always will be good stewards of that money. And that comes across the entire diocese. We will always maintain that. And the third question I think that's come up, and a legitimate question, is, well, what are you going to do with the property once the former chancery is taken down? And the answer to that is we have proposed plans or showed plans to the Historic Commission, as well as to others, that what we hope to be able to develop will be open area grotto space dedicated in particular to the Immaculate Conception, Mary the Immaculate Conception. So we think it's important to recognize that we have got a unique opportunity to reflect on the campus of the Cathedral of the Diocese of Rockford, a real honor to our patroness, and we think that'll be a significant opportunity for us to express our faith going forward.